Okay, Rabbi Yisai. We are up to the new printing. Samach Vav. Talmud Vasik. The old printing. Ayin Vav. Okay. Talmud Vasik. My veteran Talmud, I believe this is what we're up to. We're just speaking about person understanding that it's not enough just to shake off and cleanse yourself from the filth, but also to accomplish, to have hasagas in getting places in his ruchnius. Let's see what he says. Talmud Vasik, Choshishani Shenivhalta Midvareinu Eila. I think that maybe you've been a little bit startled by what we've said up until now. He's going to say what we're going back on. Ad Appa, Atta, until now, up until this point, Choshavta Shekol Aliyoisecha Shedarashnu Mimcha Adkoi V'amaru Lecha Shenata Ben Chorin Lipata Mehem. That you thought that all the aliyah, all the growth that we are asking of you up until now, that we said to you that you're not free to absolve yourself from it, you're not free to pat yourself from it. What is that? Hein rak eich lenakois es midoscha. That's only how do you cleanse your midos. Just to get off the dust and the grime and the filth that's on top of you. And that's what we want from you. We want you to be clean. We want you to just at least just get rid of all of the things that are detrimental to your neshama. That's enough. That's what we're talking about. You want to be an Elul Chayid? So it just means just get rid of all of the garbage. Veivantoi sano. That you understood? You understood that? That makes sense. That you could relate to. Lo kenata. But now we're saying something else. Shegam acher ani koyin. After you've cleansed yourself. Vetikun ro'as hamidos. And you've already gotten rid of your bad midos. Shuv dor shemimcha. And we still want more from you. We want you to get higher than that. Aliyah, growth, iskarvus, getting close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Aliyah yoyser, gedoyla, shekol atzmuscha yiskarv l'Hashem. We want your entire being, your entire essence, kol atzmuscha, liskarv l'Hashem. Davar, this thing, shehu rak min Toisefes be'einecha. That's like, you know, something extra in your eyes. You thought that that's rak anoshim ibnei aliyah v'tzadikim gedolim. Those are individuals. Those are, you know, just the unique people of the generation. You're demanding that of me? You're telling me that this is something I have to do? You're saying this is expectation of me? That's a lot. Echad bi'ir, shnayim b'meshpacha. This is not regular. Tzrichim lehishtadel v'lovo eleha. This is something that I have to work on and I have to try to attain. V'chol ish Yisrael pashut poter mimenu. You thought that, you know, it's only echad mibnei ha'ir tzrichim lehishtadel v'lovo eleha. But the masses, poter mimenu. The expectation is only that I should be a pashut yid. What you're now asking for me is like beyond. I never thought that was b'chlal expected. Ta'os g'doyla ta'isa. You're making a big mistake. Gihain emes, it's true. Shetzadikim g'doylim hiskarvusam v'aliyas nishmasam g'doyla harbe ma'oid min asogas isha pashut. There's tzadikim g'doylim that their asogas, their neshamas are great way beyond anything we can even fathom. Tonight is the night where we celebrate one of those great neshamas. But this is something that, it's true, there are such neshamas. Avol, Gam Kol Ish Yisrael, Eich Shehu, whoever you are, wherever you are, Kemat Eifsherloi Liyos Yisrael Oyveres Hashem, it's practically impossible, impossible to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'lev Yovesh. If your heart is dry, U'benefesh Yishena, and your nefesh is sleeping, U'tmuna, and it's just hidden, buried underneath all those other layers. Im lo yale es atzmoi al kolponim lefomim. If you don't elevate yourself, al kolponim, sometimes, lemailo me'atzmo, get yourself out of your routine. Lemailo mikol ha'olam, and remove from this world. If you don't do that, it's impossible. Kimat yevsha. It's not sustainable, Rabbi Yisai. It's not sustainable. There's a lot of people that come to Eretz Yisrael and they get away from the distractions and they have opportunities to learn with chavrusas and rebbeim and they're focused on it and now's the time when they're going to grow and they've accomplished a lot, they've done a lot. If a person doesn't create a real, genuine kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if he's not alive, if he doesn't feel it, it's not sustainable. It will not remain. He's going to go on with his life and go into the quote-unquote, what they say, real world out there. And he's going to be a railroad wreck. He's just going to be totally run over. It won't happen overnight. But he's going to... But it come out of the F-shir. It's impossible. So you have to, if you want to just be Ishihudi Pasha, just a regular, just a, we'll call an Elechayit. Person has to have a Shaychas to certain Iskarvus, to a Lev, to a heart, a Lev Basar, a heart, flesh, feel alive, feel connected, feel Dveikas in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, feel enthusiasm in his Avodis Hashem. Without that, there's no chance. Kimat Yefshar. So this is not anything more than a bare minimum. And even though there's a lot of people that are walking around, they're walking dead. They might be physically alive, but spiritually they're walking dead. And they're out there, and they're like, that's like the norm. But that doesn't mean that they're doing anything. I mean, there's a reason why we're rotting in this gullus for so many years, because so many people don't have got their act together. So we want to just maintain this pathetic state of just, we're comatose spiritually. We have no spiritual pulse. For sure, you put on the tefillin, you take off the tefillin. You go to shul, you bow, you get up. But there's nothing there. It's all motions. And if a person doesn't have a real kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's kimati yefshar. So this is the bare minimum we're talking about over here. Not just, you know, I'll get rid of the, I'll get rid of all of the averas and, you know, okay, so at least I'm doing the right thing. If a person hasn't really connected emotionally, he hasn't really connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let's see what he's talking about. Moshe Rabbeinu Amar LeYisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu says to Klal Yisrael, Ata Horesa Lodas Ki Hashem Elokim Ein Oid Melvadoi. Ata, you, Horesu, you now saw. You saw. Ladas, to know. Ki Hashem Elokim, Moshe Rabbeinu is talking to Klal Yisrael and said, you saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Hashem Elokim. Ein Oid Melvado, nothing else. Who was Moshe talking to? Lo L'doiro Belvad Omar Zois. Moshe Rabbeinu was only talking to his generation. Ki HaToyro Nitzchi is he. It's eternal. Moshe Rabbeinu Manhigenu HaNitzchi. Moshe is our Rebbe. He's Moshe Rabbeinu. He's teaching us today. Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah is relevant to us. So when Moshe Rabbeinu says, Ata Reis Aladas, he's talking to you. Gam Ata, now Machriz, Moshe Rabbeinu is announcing, Umashmiya, L'kol Lev and Nefesh Yisrael, and he wants every heart and soul in Klal Yisrael to hear this message. Ata Horeso L'das, Ki Hashem Elokim. You see, you know, Hashem is Elokim. Ein Oid Melvadai. You've got to know that. Hayadia, Shenachshoiv, Shashem Yisbarach Nimtza B'moran. The idea, that idea, that's a big word, the knowledge that Hashem Yisbarach is nimtza b'moraim, Michutzalanu loydayalan. If it's something that is external, it's something that's outside of us. If we know it, but it's like an abstract idea, that's not enough. If it's michutzalanu loydayalan, it's not enough. Rak horeso lodas. What does that mean? Shenira v'nargish oiso yisbarach huayker. Feeling Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Feeling the fact that Hakadosh Baruch Hu ain't oid milvadoi. That's what's important. That's critical to us. V'gam ato talmud vasak. You also you. Kvar horeso me'at ladazos. You've also begun. You're feeling it a little bit. You're beginning to know it. We say no. We're not talking about something cold and abstract that you know. So many people say, I know, but what do you want? I'm not feeling it. We have to feel it. We have to get it inside of us. Maybe we don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like the Tzadikim HaGadolim. Tzadikim HaGadolim feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence so strongly that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's there. That's what Nevuah is. Nevuah is where I feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu in such a profound way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mamish here. If we would start hearing HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking to us, we would get a little spooked out. But the Nevi'im, it was so real to them. They felt HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence so much that they were able to hear the Kol Hashem. It's the same call. We don't hear it because we're not feeling HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we feel a little bit. So maybe we don't feel it like the Nevi'im. Maybe we don't feel like the Tzadikim HaGdolim as Shechinas Kvoidu Neged Einecha. Kvar Romaz Lonu Moshe Rabbeinu. But still, Moshe Rabbeinu, he gave it to us in a remes. V'yadata hayoim v'hashevoisa elavecha ki Hashem hu Elokim v'shemayim ma'al v'al oretz mitochas ein oid. But we know it's true. And v'yadata hayoim v'hashevoisa elavecha, the Rebbe is now going to, he's going to now dissect this pasuk and explain to us how we are feeling it. We do feel it. And what do you do? How do you maintain that feeling? Vashevoise elevavecha, hoshev elevavcha. Bring it back to your heart. V'teida ki Hashem Elokim. And you know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Elokim. We're trying to get to this. How do we know? How am I going to know Hashem? We spoke about Ator Reis Oladas. We want to be able to live with this Yediyah. We don't want it to be abstract. How am I going to know? Now, Rabbi Sai, we have to start with one premise. How do we know things? How are you supposed to know something you never saw? How are you supposed to know Hashem? How are you supposed to know Hashem is Hashem Elokim? So I have a question for you. A basic question for you. Do you know who your mother is? Do you know who your mother is? How do you know? How do you know? You saw your birth document, and even if you did, mechtezi, it's not. Who said it's not forged? I mean, how do you know? How do you know your mother's your mother? How do you know? Because your mother told you. Of course, she told you. But who said? You don't know. Oh, you do know. You know without a shadow of a doubt that your mother's your mother. You just know. Not because you just know. There are things you could know without seeing. And you could know it without a shadow of a doubt. There's no question in your mind at all that your mother's your mother. People say to you, well, hold on a second. But your mother, maybe she's not really your mother. Maybe, and they'll start with all cockamamie, you know, questions and all this conspiracy theories and things and this and that. And you know what? And then you're going to say, you know what? Maybe my mother's not my mother. No, you're not. Your mother's your mother. Finished. There's no question about it. Do you know that there was a Holocaust? Do you know that there was a Holocaust? Do you know that? How do you know? Maybe the whole thing was just... It's just some sort of propaganda, you know, the Jews want. Well, I don't know. Maybe it's, who knows what it is. I don't know. Do you know? You do know. You ever met a survivor? And if you did, maybe it was one guy. Maybe he got a tattoo. Who knows? I don't know. How do you know? You don't have, without a shadow of a doubt, you know. Even though there are millions of people that will tell you the Holocaust never happened. You know for sure it happened. Without a shadow of a doubt, you have no question in your mind. You're positive it happened. So it could be millions of people telling you something didn't happen, and you know for sure it happens. You could know that. Do you know that there was a Maimon Har Sinai? Do you know? Without the slightest shadow of a doubt, there is no question in your mind that there was a Maimon Har Sinai. No question. Without, there's no, absolutely no makom for question here. Even though there's so many people out there that are saying, well, maybe cockamamie ideas of maybe, you know, the Torah was really came through stages, and then, you know, this person wrote and inserted his thing in the Torah, and this person wrote it into, and the Torah really came from, and the Jewish people came out of caves, and they were like crazy. So it makes a difference that there are millions of people that don't believe in the Torah? You know without a shadow of a doubt that it's true. There's no question. And a person has to realize that you can know that. You can know that and have no questions even though you never saw it. You can know HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists without any question. That's not what emunah means, to say, okay, I have blind faith, even though it's something I can't explain or I can't know as being true. That's not what it means. The Pasuk says, V'yadata, you have to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu the same way you know your mother is your mother. No one would say you're being foolish for saying, I know my mother's my mother. No one would say you're being foolish for saying, I know the Borei Olam, I know it. It's a fact. And how do I internalize that fact? Here goes. Ki re'ei no. I want you to see. Mahi ha-ro'odo. Asher belibcha la'ashem. What is this trepidation that you have inside of you? A ru'adah is a trepidation. You shiver. U'tshukascha la'toira v'mitzvahs. And a desire, a yearning. Tshuka for Torah, mitzvahs, v'latfila amitis. And for a real daven. There's something inside of you that so badly wants to daven. Real davening. You really wish you could daven, you could concentrate. Real learning, real mitzvahs. Why is it that sometimes it gets into your head? Matoiv hoyoli. Wow, I wish. And you fantasize. Luhayisi tzadik godoil, kerv l'Hashem. I wish I could have been like, be like a really big tzadik. Kasadikim Hashem milafanim, like the tzadikim of old. Ma'am usher hayisi, how happy I would have been. Lu hispalalti es tfilosi kim magid mikoznitz zecha tzadik v'kodesh levachol ha'mosh. If I would have only had davening, imagine I could daven, I could be on fire like the Koznitz of Magid. Imagine that. Imagine I could learn like the Vilna Goyen. Imagine that. Sit there. Imagine I could learn like a Chaim Kanievsky. Sit there and just like be totally oblivious of anything going on in the world and be so happy and just like be so connected. Imagine that. Imagine I could do mitzvahs. I could have Avos Yisrael like the Rebbe Elimelech. Imagine that. I'd be so happy. And every once in a while, a little bit falls into your head this thought. Venis dabakti, venis achadati, I'd be dovak in a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's achad b'tahari ilah. I'd be this holy person. And I wouldn't be any more aliyada. And I wouldn't be any more like, you know, bogged down by all the gashmias and all the shtosim. Imagine it didn't mean anything to me. Imagine I didn't care about it. Imagine all I wanted was Torah mitzvah. That would be so awesome. Libcha kol kach mizdazeya. Your heart is like fluttering. V'chol gufcha mefarkes min chukazu. And your entire body is shaking from this desire. Asher yokedes ke'ishbecha. It's burning like a fire inside. Now maybe we don't 100% relate to this fire, this burning, this, but a little bit we do. Because every one of us, Yom Kippur, stand here and we haven't eaten in a while. We've been standing most of the day in the Beis Medrash. We're tired, we have a headache, and we're there. screaming, davening, pushing. Everyone's pushing. What are you pushing for? Because there's something inside of us that really wants to make this work. We really want to do this. We really want Iskar v'stakodesh Baruch Hu. That's what we want. There's a moment that we feel that. And me'ein kol eila b'cha. Where is this from? Where's that feeling from? Where's that desire come from? Imloy shemefnei adon Hashem tzevokas asher l'negdecha. If not for the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in front of you, tachil nafshecha ve'elov tishtoikeg tismoikeg. You really want this. This is, you have a yearning and a desire for this iskaris. You had a moment of clarity, of truth. And it could be, we have a hard time always like living that. So what should you do? V'yadata hayoim, v'hashevoisa el levavecha, ki Hashem olokim. Bring back, hashevoisa, get back to your heart. K'shetoshuv el libcha, az teida ki Hashem olokim. If you can get back to that feeling, get in touch. You remember what you were feeling on Yom Kippur? You remember what you were thinking on Yom Kippur? You remember what you want on Yom Kippur? If you could bring that back into your heart, then you live HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to constantly be bringing that emotion, that experience, that yearning, that desire. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu isn't something abstract. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is something that I'm living with. Avo. Moshe Rabbeinu, one more paragraph. Lo levad. V'yadata shahashem hu alokim b'shamayim, Omar. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't just say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the Shamayim. You know, like when we come into the Beis Medrash, and we're here, and like we can like soak in the spiritual rays of Kedusha. That's not what Moshe Rabbeinu said. Ragam mitachas ein oid. He also said that down here, not only b'shamayim in the heavens, mitachas ein oid. There's nothing other than Hashem. V'zeh hu ha'ikar. This is the main point. This is the main point, Rabbi Yisai. Lirois v'ladas shegam lamata ba'aretz ein oid zulas Hashem yisparchu kadosha. To see down here. Backs on the ground. Yeah, where you are in the world. Ba'aretz. There's nothing other than Hashem. Ve'eich yochal ha'adam loy marzois. How can a person say this? Im beliboy, if inside of his heart, el zor chas v'shalom nimtza. There's a foreign power. El Zor Chas V'Shalom. There's a foreign power in his heart, or God, Nimtza, that's present in his heart. What does that mean? HaGemara Omeres. Ezu El Zor Begufa Shel Adam. Who's this foreign power, this foreign God? Havi Omer Zeh Yetzahara. So says the Rebbe. Eich Yochel Adam Loimar. How can a person say, Yisrael ani, ich bin a yid, ves Hashem ani oivet, and I'm an Eved Hashem. Im gam le'el zor asher bekir boy, lahavdilu oivet. He's also serving a foreign God. It's in his heart. Elav shoymea, he's listening to that God. Ves ritzoyne chas v'sholem emale, and he's following all of his ritzoynes. He's doing what he asks him to do. How can he approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu? Noichach Hashem Omer Hashem Elokeinu atah. You're standing in front of Hashem and saying, you're my God? Ubeliboy, and inside of his heart, Lahavdil El Zor Miskoinein Ve'ilov Chas V'Shom Asatz Memachnia. Sure, I know about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but that's on the ground. What's in my heart? What do I want? What am I enjoying? What gives me pleasure? It's not Hashem. It's my Yitzhar. That's not it. That's just, that's Bechlal. That's, The ikur, he says, the ikur of what a person has to realize is, Hashem Elokim al oretz mitochas ein oid. Down here in this world, you can't have that. I go to Shemayim, but when I'm in the base medrash, so my head is consumed with ruchnias, with Torah, with chassidus, with avodah. And then when you walk outside, so then when a person's walking the earth, all of a sudden he's brought down to the lowest levels. Doesn't work. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ba'aretz mitochas einoid. No one else. We said this week's parasha, the Haftorah of Malachim. Haftorah is with Elio and Aviyah Abal. And Klal Yisrael is struggling. They're waffling between, you know, whether or not they really want to have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they're really enjoying having this Avodah Zorah, Aviyah Abal. Elio says, Vayigash, Elio El Kola Om, Elio approaches the nation, Va'imer, Ad Mosai, Atem Poischim Al Shnei Seifim. How long are you going to do this? How long are you going to be two-faced? Is it Hashem? Are you dedicated? Is your life about HaKadosh Baruch Hu or not? Im LaHashem Elokim L'chu Acharov. If it's going to be Hashem, so start going after Hashem. If that's what you want to be, you can't have two. It's not Hashem is in the Shemayim. And down here, you know, facts on the ground, the way I live my life, what I'm doing in my dorm room, the way I spend my Bein HaZmanim, you know, what I'm doing when I'm like relaxing is kula yavoda zara, is kula yetzahara. No, that's not going to work. Admosai atem poischim al shtei se'ifim. You got to take a stance. Person has to be genuine, authentic, real. One directional. Your foot's on the brake or your foot's on the gas. Your foot's on both and you destroy the engine. Person's got to decide where's it going. That's what he's saying over here. It's not enough. Kodesh Baruch Hu, my head's in the clouds, but my body's down here on the earth. So my head's all busy with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. My goof is busy with everything else. That's not, the ikur is to be not like that. It's to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into your life. Every single aspect of your life. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to change the way that we eat. He has to change the way that we, what we listen to, the way that we talk, the way that we, everything about our lives has to be infused with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ein oid! There's nothing other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The way that we play ball has to be changed because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The way that we talk to our friends. Everything has to be Ein oid. There's nothing other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, it doesn't happen overnight. How do we do that? Mr. Shembolina, that will continue with me.